The iconic ohia tree is one of Hawaii's pioneer plants. The native tree is critical to maintaining a healthy watershed. It's also a source of food for many endangered Hawaiian forest birds, who feed from the bright red or yellow lehua blossoms.
The ohia tree is the fundamental tree of the Hawaiian forest. It's the fabric that holds this great natural diversity together.
Suzanne Case is the chair of the Department of Land and Natural Resources. She says if we lose that, our native forests will suffer. She's part of a collaborative effort between state agencies that's ramping up efforts to get the word out to the public.
The disease is spreading on Hawaii Island, and it hasn't yet been identified on other islands. So we need to ask for the public's help in slowing the spread of this disease.
The disease, called ohia wilt or rapid ohia death, was first spotted in Puna as early as 2010. It's since spread to areas of Kona and most recently Kau. According to a survey taken last year, the disease had infected 50% of ohia trees across 6,000 acres. DLNR's Forest Health Coordinator Rob Hoff says the latest numbers are likely much higher.
Worst case scenario is that it spreads statewide and it decimates all of our ohia forests. It's a pretty bleak picture.
Much of the disease still remains unknown. Hoff says the state still doesn't know exactly how many trees are infected and how the fungus took root.
Right now, we don't really have any sort of solutions for this issue, and we're hoping by learning more about things such as how it spread, we can find some actual management actions we can take on this.
Hoff says the state is planning aerial surveys next month and has invited a world expert on similar diseases to advise the state on steps forward. Sam Gahn is the senior scientist and cultural advisor at the Nature Conservancy of Hawaii.
One of the things that's remarkable about native forests is if you stand in a good, intact native forest, you are seeing a view that would have been familiar to Hawaiians of 1,000 years ago. And if suddenly a major component of that is no longer there, you cannot make that claim anymore. It would be a very sad time.
Gahn says the native tree plays an important role in Hawaiian history. Tools and weapons were created from its wood, and the lehua blossoms are often used by hula halau. He says losing ohia would be a profound loss for Hawaiian culture.
Many of the major gods, ohia was one of their kinola, one of their physical manifestations. So when you talk about pele, people often think of the red lehua blossom, and of course that lehua blossom is the blossom of the ohia. So if you're talking about losing ohia trees from the island where pele is dominant, it would be an upheaval. Sparks would fly in your brain if you have any connections at all with Hawaiian culture.
To prevent further spread of the disease, the state is urging the public to clean tools and gear used on ohia and to avoid moving any of the tree's wood, especially to outer islands. A quarantine rule issued by the Department of Agriculture remains in effect, banning inter-island transport without a permit. Molly Solomon for HPR News.